Welcome back to the Almost Forgotten Podcast, and I'm your host, Professor Daryl Brackeen Jr., and it is my privilege and honor to be with you in walking through this Black History Lecture Series. This is part two of When the King Rises, and now today's episode is entitled When the Queen Rises. So this is just a really exciting opportunity to continue our last conversation concerning the resistance of African kingdoms during this horrific time of enslavement by colonial powers that be. Again, I am the author of The Almost Forgotten, America's First Black American Congressman. And you can find this book available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to email me at management@djbjmotivationalmedia.com. And Brackeen TV presents the continuing of this great lecture, When the Queen Arises. Now, each of you know that the reason for the creation of this series is that African American history, Black American history, has been attacked within the American politic. And I feel very strongly that as an act of resistance, that we ensure and we step up and we teach Black history wherever we can, however we can, on any platform that we can. So through my platform at Brackeen TV, I, and as a professor of sociology, history, politics, and religion, felt very strongly that this is the time to ensure that future generations know the beginnings, or at least some of the stories, to take away that there was strength at every step of the way. Okay, there was resistance, unlike the way the story is told in many classrooms. Many names have gone unnoticed, many stories untold. So I feel very strongly that we continue to not only elevate the names and kingdoms of individuals who resisted, but I wanted to ensure we created a diverse platform to ensure that we also raise the voices of the disenfranchised, in particular the women. So now when we begin to talk about this great queen today, I want you to be able to like and share. Look, I'm a girl dad and a husband to one wife. Yes, that's important to me because I'm a man of integrity. And I want to be able to show models to my daughters from every step of the way of their heritage and their history, that they too can lead, they too can be empowered, and that there's nothing and no subject that they can't conquer and study and become very skilled at as well. So this is very close to me as well. So ensure that your loved ones, your friends, and your family and community like, share, and subscribe. This is an act. This is the call to action to like, share, and subscribe to Brackeen TV. Share this to your local community, whether that's your family, yourself, co-workers, whomever will listen, and like this so that we can ensure that this content stays up on the formula as we continue throughout this series for Black American history. So we're gonna jump right in, folks, and we're not gonna play with this because this is the part that I've been most waiting for, and the introduction of a queen that most people had not been introduced to within their K through 12 history classes. And by highlighting and introducing her in this way, it is just my privilege and honor. So first of all, let's jump to current modern culture at the moment. On Netflix, Jada Pinkett Smith has created a documentary, unknowing to me, that during this time that has just been released on this particular queen. So actually, I'd like to encourage you to go check out that Netflix film, which highlights this powerful woman. And it really does a great job of creating the emotions. And of course, it's Hollywood, so you can't take it word for word. Everything is liked in terms of the actual acting out of the scene. So I just want to encourage you all, check out this Netflix film. And actually, I was thinking about doing a review of the film as well. So let me know if that's something you're interested in, and I'll come back on and do a review of the documentary and give my viewpoint and how I felt that it went right here on this podcast. So I'm going to give you the historical perspective in which we will be able to be introduced to this powerful woman who has a story that has gone unnoticed and untold until now. And of course, through the docuseries introduced by Jada Pinkett Smith. So we find that the rise of Ana de Souza Mbandi becomes a prominent ruler after the death of her brother, who was in exile. And she essentially is trying, her rule and reign will be trying to pull the pieces together at every step of the way, but ensuring a great pride for her people and her kingdom. Now, you should know that her training began at a very early age, because her father saw a really great power within her at the age of 10. And good on bad to see that age of 10, that she had a keen intelligence to the rulership of the kingdom and the government, as one should be in the lineage of such a great dynasty. Now, but there was also a balance in her life, that she absolutely enjoyed her childhood and enjoyed the favor of her father. She was a bit spoiled, as was according to the records. Again, she was not a direct heir to the throne, but for whatever reason, her father saw the insight and the importance that she be allowed into tribunals, military tribunals, and he felt and sensed that she should be very present in the ongoings and the underpinnings of how things worked, who was who, where they were. There wasn't too many things that she was out of the loop on, quite frankly. She was there every step of the way, just like her older brother was. Not only was she in governmental and ritual meetings, but she also took place and took military training, formal military training. She is a warrior queen who became an exceptional leader within the military. And it said and documented that she wielded the battle axe in ways that no man could ever have done. She was a warrior queen, and that was a respect that many leaders truly believe is what brought many of these kingdoms and tribes behind her. It was her military strength and the sense that they felt strongly that she knew what needed to be done with great conviction and integrity. Now, the other side is she also had a son. So she did have a life. She had a younger sister who often took care of this son in her absence. But they were a very loving family outside of the formal walls of the kingdom. So you should remember to highlight the personhood of individuals as we look through the historical context on the paper. I want you to use your imagination and think about the complexities of one person as they come to life through this lecture series. It's vitally important that we see that each and every one of these folks had friends, families, and loved ones on top of the great courage and integrity that she had. Now, it was important for Nzinga to be able to continue to lead and lead well. Unfortunately, she had a string of losses, significant losses, in 1626 in particular, that led her into exile in search of more allies. Now, and unfortunately, in a patriarchal system, the leverage that a woman and her leadership held during this time period was that of marriage. So she had to utilize and wield the power of marriage in order to create strategic alliances with local tribes and groups in order to continue to put up a fight against the resistance. Because remember, they overtook the capital, the Portuguese, during this time. And the Dutch had withdrawn their support because of her brother. But it was because of Nzinga, after a strategic alliance with the Kingdom of Matamba. I know some of you all were wondering what happened to that kingdom. This is where they come into play. It was through her rulership that she created an alliance through marriage that she really did not want to do, according to many of the documents, but she bared it and over time earned the honor and the respect that was necessary in order to rebuild her military company in order to attack the Portuguese. In 1641, she entered into the formal alliance with the Dutch West Indian Company, which ended up capturing a Portuguese stronghold between 1641 and 1644, and she began to successfully reclaim large portions of the Ngando kingdom that the Portuguese had taken for the Kingdom of Congo, alongside with the Dutch supporting them. And the Dutch also was attacking the Portuguese at that point. And unfortunately, a major fortress was taken out of the hands of her queendom, and the Portuguese was able to recapture what the Dutch attacked. Now, Nzinga resisted treaties with the Portuguese because she had found them to be untrustworthy. That is the strategy of her forefathers, but that did not have to be the strategy of hers. So she kept resisting the peace treaty, but it did come to a point in which she had to sign in order to sustain and to regroup for her kingdom. So in 1656, she ends up signing this peace treaty with the Portuguese. Now, it is at this point that the Portuguese, as she suspected, would backstab her and would be questioned by the Catholic Church in terms of her legitimacy to the throne. Therefore, they ousted her for a replacement, sending her into exile, and essentially a puppet king is put to the throne of one of the enemy tribes who likely killed her father in particular, who ends up being on the throne. But shortly thereafter, this individual succumbed with smallpox. Yeah, there you go. What goes around comes around. So that reign was extremely short, and then they had to replace that person with another person not to take the throne. And the replacement that they chose ends up leading the charge against the Nzinga, leading to a second war with Portugal, resulting in the defeat of Nzinga in 1628. So we find that there's a continued 1648, sorry. It finds as they continue this waging of war, going back and forth, ultimately the Nzinga is not successful in sustaining this fight long term. Is this a failure? No. This was a proud woman with strong integrity who sought to continue to the traditions of her ancestors in a proud way, a way that many of us should always remember as an act of resistance every step of the way. So it is with that that we end this special episode highlighting Queen, the Queen Nzinga Ana de Souza Mbandi, as the Queen of Ndongo, and her acts of resistance and the fight to ensure that her people were not enslaved, but they fought every step of the way. And it's with that that we remember that Black American history is American history. And we cannot know where we're going until we know where we have been. This is Professor Darrell Brad King Jr. at the Almost Forgotten Podcast. And you can listen to this anywhere where there are podcasts being listened to and aired. Please be sure to follow us, like, share, subscribe at Brad King TV. God bless.